Matt Bobal here with you on 720 WGN. Alderman Ray Lopez serves the 15th District. On Twitter in the early this morning, he tweeted, where is it here, Alderman? Here it is. Good thing I woke up in the middle of the night to let the dogs out. The resolution for today has arrived via email at 12:28 a.m. What was that I said about burning the midnight oil? Hey, Alderman Lopez, how are you?
Good afternoon, Matt. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Are you in the middle of a council meeting? Am I taking you off the floor? Are you going to get in trouble for not voting on something that's going to be blamed on me?
You know what? I think the mayor might give you an award for keeping me busy so I can't talk in city council.
It's all a ploy to keep you away. Yes, you finally caught me. I'm working with Mayor Lightfoot. We're in cahoots. What is going on in the city council today? What is the talk about the engine at Young Case and the changes that are proposed, et cetera?
No, right now we have a joint meeting of both the public safety and the health and human relations committees meeting to discuss warrants and the execution of warrants throughout the city of Chicago. We had a little bit of a dust up at the beginning trying to include both the resolution that was produced by the Black Caucus to discuss a couple of points that they had raised, as well as trying to incorporate an order that Alderman Beal and I introduced that would basically put a 12-month moratorium on the practice of using no-knock warrants and to create a commission to review to see if we should incorporate some of like the federal standards and language and other things. Right now we're hearing from COPA, the police superintendent, the county state's attorney, and others. But what I will just say is this. You listen to everyone speaking that's giving testimony today, and clearly there's a disconnect where they are not all rowing in the same direction. And the fact that none of them are really communicating with each other just shows how broken this system of requesting and executing warrants in the city and probably Cook County, how broken it really is.
We're speaking with Heather Sharon, the political reporter for WTTW, yesterday about this case and the breakdown in what exactly happened in the Anjanette Young case. And, you know, there's a couple different issues here. Of course, the way that the warrants are served, et cetera. But to me, this came down to mistakes made at such a pre-arrival level. They didn't check the address. They didn't check that this person was on a monitoring device. There were ways this could have been avoided in the first place. Where do you think the biggest problems are? Because I think once police officers are on the scene, Engineer went through a terrible situation, and I don't want to pile onto her at all, of course. But of course, a police officer serving a warrant is not going to necessarily believe somebody that says you have the wrong apartment. They're going to think you're covering, somebody's hiding, somebody's running. It's going to take a minute or two to sort things out. Now, maybe it took way longer than that. Maybe there are certainly things that went wrong there. But I can understand where things went bad from the get-go there. I'm sure they could have been mitigated and not been as bad as they were. But once we get to the wrong place, things are going to go badly there because they're not going to believe whoever's in there. So where is the real reform needed? Is it so much on the warrants? Is it on the way the police act when they get inside? Or is it on the work that's done before we ever get there?
Well, I think it's on three fronts, and you brought up two of them. One, how are we getting these warrants? Are we obtaining warrants from people who just want to get paid, or is there some legitimacy to what we do? Two, I think definitely this was an error by our officers who did not do enough due diligence and, quite frankly, did not have enough supervisory overview above them to ensure that they were doing it the right and proper way. You know, the group that went into Anjanette Young's home, the most senior member was only on the job 5 years. And that's in part because we have not been hiring the sergeants and lieutenants necessary to ensure that our officers have proper supervision with enough experience to ensure that we don't make these kinds of mistakes. And I also think that the other part that we're losing sight of is that when Mayor Lightfoot was informed of this 5 months into her tenure, she did not immediately release the information or push for the reforms or transparency that she'd like to talk about. And more so, as of last week, was actively trying to cover up the situation. That, I think, is probably the worst part about this, because we have someone who ran on a reform ticket falling back on the same political cover-up type of mentality when things go wrong in the city of Chicago.
Alderman Lopez, let me jump in there and ask you, do you believe truly that she was covering up, or do you believe that her team didn't tell her enough, or they didn't make a big enough point, or she is dealing with so much that it didn't stick out from the time, or do you believe she knew exactly what was going on and tried to lie her way through it and then got caught and then fessed up?
No, but Mayor Lightfoot was not apologizing in November 2019 when this was first brought to her attention. She has actively been engaged with what's been going on in her law department, as she has been in her police department, known as being a micromanager at every level. She absolutely knew, and I truly believe that when you look at why our former corporation counsel resigned, he said, "I'm resigning not because of what has happened, but because I approved the measure." That means someone pushed forward with this idea. He didn't come up with this idea on his own. And the only other person that would supersede our own corporation counsel would be the mayor herself.
But does his approving it means it had to be approved by him? That doesn't mean necessarily that it wasn't people underneath him who said, "Here's how we should handle this," does it?
I don't believe anyone below him would have said that we're going to suppress the video and go after Anjanette Young's lawyers. They would have tried to settle. They would have tried to have done other options. And the fact that he left saying that I'm not part of a cover-up, I'm just leaving because I approved this, means that somewhere along the line, someone said it was a good idea to do that. And I think we have not gotten to the bottom of who exactly is the author of all of this effort to try to suppress video and attack the innocent victim in this case, which is why a number of my colleagues and I have asked the Inspector General to immediately open an investigation to ensure that all communication, electronic, text, and otherwise, is immediately saved so that we can get to the bottom of this, because we cannot continue to allow bad behavior to go unchecked, but we also cannot allow politicians at any level or department leaders to try and cover up the city's mistakes.
All right, Alderman Lopez, you said attack the innocent victim. Now, I know that there was something that they said we filed that wrong. It was just the lawyer we meant to go after. It was just the lawyer we were criticizing. Do you not believe that? And do you really think that Mayor Lightfoot would engage in trying to cover up video in such an overt way? And you know, it seems to me it's a lower level person who's like, "Well, we can do this, we can do that," that the mayor or somebody high up would say, "We're not going to get away with, you know, telling CBS that they can't air this. We're not going to be able to." You would think somebody higher up would see the bigger picture that, yeah, this is great that we want to do that. I get why, but that's not going to work out.
One would think that there would be some intermediaries who would be able to stand up and say, "Hold on, maybe this isn't a good idea." There'd be some department heads or even a chief of staff who could say something like that. But having worked and seen how this administration has operated for the past 2 years, I know very well that a lot of what we see in departments throughout the city of Chicago all has to run its course through the mayor's office. There's nothing that happens without her final seal of approval, and this is no exception.
We're speaking with Alderman Ray Lopez from the 15th. Alderman, we have to take a quick break. A few more questions for you. Do you have a question? 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala, 720 WGN here for Anna DeVlantes. We're speaking with Alderman Ray Lopez from the 15th, talking about what's going on in the city council and with Mayor Lightfoot, who Alderman Lopez generally does not agree completely. What do you two agree about? Do you guys have a favorite dessert, or is there some place that the minds meet with you and Mayor Lightfoot, Alderman Lopez?
We agree that the sun will rise in the morning. I think that's about it.
You are her Ed Verdoliak, I think. I feel like we're getting back to the council wars of my youth.
Well, I think people like to make that kind of comparison because that's the most recent in memory where we've seen aldermen and the mayor fight. But I think our differences are not race or based on skin color. We have very much ideological differences, which I think is very much noticeable when you look at the coalition of people who seem to constantly be standing up against her. They incorporate many demographics in many parts of the city of Chicago, unlike fights of the past, which are usually the white.
You broke up for a second there, Alderman Lopez. Are you there?
I thought
Mayor Lightfoot got to you there for a second. You're right. It is much different, of course. And there's two ways to look at things. You know, there used to be a city council that was a bit of a rubber stamp. I apologize if you don't like that, but under Mayor Emanuel and certainly under Mayor Daley in the past, it seemed that everybody agreed on a lot that the mayor wanted, or that the negotiations were in back rooms, and a lot of things passed pretty solidly. And now we're getting to a point where there's more disagreement, more discussion. That's not necessarily a bad thing, and one might even argue that that's the point of it. You know, the Senate is supposed to argue about things, and city council shouldn't just be a rubber stamp. You guys should argue and try to find the best solutions and push people back and forth. There should be checks and balances. So would you say that, hey,
absolutely,
let's not think this is the worst thing in the world that we're all fighting about things?
No, I don't think it's bad at all that aldermen and the mayor are sometimes at odds with each other, as long as what you produce at the end of the day is for the betterment of the city of Chicago. If you're just fighting to be petty and bitter and personal, then obviously what we're doing is wrong. But if you're actually fighting to make a difference and to try and push and pull the other side to make a more perfect law or a better program, then it's absolutely worth it.